And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell, born in Motihari, India, 1903. His father was a British civil servant there in India. The family, Orwell said, was lower, upper, middle class. George Orwell, author of the famous novella about a group of farm animals who decide to stage an uprising against their tyrannical farmer. Animal Farm came out in 1945. Orwell described it as a satirical tale about Stalin and the Soviet Union. Also author of 1984, about a future in which England has become a totalitarian state run by an anonymous presence known only as Big Brother. George Orwell died of tuberculosis just a few months after 1984 was published. A book that has been translated into 62 languages, sold millions of copies, and just this past January 1984 was number one on Amazon.com's bestseller list. It was on this day in 1938, a federal minimum wage law was passed guaranteeing workers 25 cents an hour, the Fair Labor Standards Act, it was called. It also set the work week at 40 hours a week and banned child labor. Franklin D. Roosevelt was campaigning for re-election when a young girl tried to pass him a note, and eventually he got the note, and it read, "I wish you could do something to help us girls." She was being paid $4 a week in a sewing factory, and Roosevelt decided that he needed to act on child labor and minimum wage laws. Since 1938, the wage has been adjusted 22 times, and now it is $7.25 an hour. Here's a poem for today by David Rumpt that Sunday morning early. My daughter and I paddle red kayaks across the lake. Pulling hard, we slip easily through the water. Far from either shore, it hits me that my daughter is a young woman, and suddenly everything is a metaphor for how short a time we are granted. The red boats on the blue-black water, the russet and gold of late summer's grasses, the empty sky. We stop and listen to the stillness. I say, it's Sunday and here we are in the church of the out-of-doors. Then wish I'd kept quiet. That's the trick in life, learning to leave well enough alone. Our boats drift to where the churring of grasshoppers reaches us from the rocky hills, a clap of thunder. I want to say something truer than I love you. I want my daughter to know that through her I live a life that was closed to me. I paddle up, lean out, and touch her hand. I start to speak, then stop. Sunday Morning Early, a poem by David Rumpt from Dilemma of the Angels, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.